Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Close to 1,000 people come through the doors of the Safe Harbor Health Center in Burlington each year. They get medical treatment, dental care, and counseling services. Plus, they can work on finding housing. Safe Harbor is the only federally funded health center in Vermont that serves the state's homeless population. Last week, I visited the center and talked with a few of the staff members. Clinical social worker Aaron Ahern, who's also the homeless healthcare program manager, showed me around the small clinic.
This is actually the medical pod. So during medical clinic, which we run 4 half-days a week, the doctor, the social worker, and the nurse all sit in here together. And as, you know, depending on the case, we have, you know, Steph or Kate come in and update us who they brought in, what we might be doing, what we might need to know. So we operate the medical clinic with 2 exam rooms. So we do a little bit of juggling around of folks when we're busy.
So this looks like a typical office, a little bit crammed. I'm familiar with that. A lot of people trying to work in a small space.
Absolutely. A lot going on in a really small space, but it really runs like a typical primary care office. I think that's what we really strive to do is people come in and they feel like they're anybody in any circumstance coming into a doctor.
Is there anything different about this kind of setting given the population that you're dealing with?
I suspect that we carry perhaps more like wound supplies. We do a lot of foot care. We try to have things available that people can take with them. You know, we supply a lot of what people may need when they walk out the door, whereas you and I would stop at a drugstore on our way home. Folks don't. So we're, you know, really sensitive to that. Our dental is here. All of our folks who register as homeless get $1,000 in dental care every year, which is great. And it's nice because I think they feel comfortable. This is a familiar setting. A lot of them haven't had dental care in years because of no coverage.
Dental care, though, is very expensive. So $1,000 is not going to, for example, pay for many crowns or for a new set of teeth if you need all of your teeth pulled and need new teeth. Mm-hmm. So what help is there for them in the dental realm?
Mm-hmm. The state is willing to actually pay for extractions of teeth. So if the tooth is not salvageable, we really rely on them to pay for that portion. And we are lucky to have, we can use that money for dentures. So we don't make dentures, but we allow people to kind of take that money with them and go to affordable dentures and get a set of teeth. And they get that money every year. It's not just a one time. So often we work with folks over a long period of time. That will be a 2 or 3 year goal.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think the cheapest is, what, 10 grand for a new set of dentures, right?
No, affordable dentures will do a great set for probably around 1,000.
Yeah.
But they're great, you know, and for our folks, just the self-esteem part alone, but also just the health aspects of being able to eat a good diet again is great. So this side is really kind of a mix of office space. The outreach workers are in an office, but they're often out of the office, literally in the community. As a clinical social worker, we have another clinical social worker on staff. We do therapy. We do substance abuse, dual diagnosis work. We do a lot of case management here, just a lot of evaluations and kind of working with the medical team to come up with a comprehensive plan for our folks. It's a small space, but we do a lot in one space, so...
Yeah, so do you want to sit and chat for a few minutes then?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, so we've gotten a tour. I've heard a little bit from the clinical social worker perspective. Can you talk a little bit about what you guys do and how you provide services here and what you think people should know about Safe Harbor?
I'm Stephanie Comstock. I'm an outreach caseworker.
And I'm Caitlin Hansen, and I'm an outreach caseworker as well.
This is Stephanie. As an outreach caseworker, myself and Caitlin were out in the community quite a bit. We're at local food sites, we're on Church Street, we're at exit ramps off the highway, we're looking for panhandlers, we go out to campsites.
So like Stephanie was saying, our role here at Safe Harbor is to connect with the community, the homeless community, wherever they are. So that means physically, but also whatever the needs of the person happen to be. So we are a primary care clinic, so our intention is to get people connected with medical care, but we do provide so many other services that's working on housing or getting counseling or getting a pair of socks. All of those things are options, and that's how we kind of make connections with the community.
I imagine when you're talking to people and saying, you know, I don't know if you know about Safe Harbor, but we have all of these services, there's probably a wide range of reactions. And I imagine that there is sometimes either some fear or some skepticism or some desire to perhaps stay away from authorities, because often people who are experiencing homelessness have not had great experiences with people in power position. So how do you address that kind of issue?
We find that a lot. People are scared to come to a medical facility to find out what could possibly be wrong with them. And like Caitlin said, when we go to campsites or out in the community, we have backpacks of stuff with us. We have Sterno in the winter with hand warmers, foot warmers, socks, hygiene supplies, sunblock, depending on the season. And we can offer these things to folks. And sometimes it's a really slow process. Today, do you need a dry pair of socks? Okay, it was nice chatting with you. Then you just, you know, keep trying to engage with them, try to give them some items that they need, and then over time build a relationship and they can start to trust you. Whether they, you know, don't want to come into Safe Harbor to get medical care, we also have medical outreach. If they're more comfortable at the food shelf because it's a familiar place, our provider and our nurse go to the food shelf every Thursday morning. So they could potentially have an office visit there or get a, you know, a dressing change real quick or get some Tylenol for a headache. Just small baby steps sometimes for some folks.
When we look at the health issues that the population that you serve has, are they any different than the health issues that you'd see in the population at large?
I can speak to that. It's Erin. I think we see all of what you would typically see, but we also see people who have not had care in a really long time. So as Steph was saying, that maybe have compounded the issue. We also see another layer of things, which is the exposure. Whether and obviously winter comes to mind immediately, but that can be a year round. You know, some of our folks have too much sun exposure. But I think that's all a complicating factor. You know, wet feet are a really rough thing in the winter and dangerous. Wet feet in the winter when you are diabetic is really, really dangerous. So, you know, I think it is the lack of access to care prior to maybe coming across us or coming here, but then also that layer of exposure.
This center has been open 10 years now, as Allison was saying. Are there different issues now, either in the community or in funding, having enough money to run this kind of clinic, than there were 10 years ago?
This is Erin again. I think what we find is, first of all, we have a lot of federal funding, but we find, like, for example, the SAMHSA PATH grant that funds Caitlin and Steph's outreach efforts has not increased in over 20 years. There's never been an increase. There's an occasional cut, a small percentage. So we're really trying to do the same work, if not more work, without any kind of increased in living costs or anything like that. I do suspect that the population is increasing due to the economy, issues starting in 2009. So I think we're trying to do more with less is what I think we're doing, although, we get creative about it, but it's definitely a factor.
I think Vermonters are, you know, often very generous people, very caring, but there's also sometimes a little bit of tunnel vision or denial of, you know, this is our wonderful community. We don't have homeless people. You know, there's nobody homeless that I see in my community. And particularly people who aren't living in an urban environment like Burlington may be able to go about their lives without ever seeing somebody who they can pick out of a crowd as somebody who's homeless. What should people know about the homeless population in Vermont? Because as you've clearly pointed out, it's here.
I would say that that is something that we're kind of addressing every day, is that our community maybe isn't at the point of recognizing homelessness as a real issue in Burlington. And kind of there have been a lot of issues this summer with people camping, year-round camping, people being asked to vacate areas for no trespassing, and just how prevalent the population actually is, that it is a community issue. And as Vermonters, we are people who pride ourselves on community, and that these are often our community members who have lived here for their whole lives, and that these are people who deserve to be given the type of care, medical, housing, substance abuse, whatever somebody might need. These are people that should come into the fold, and as a community, we should recognize that this is a problem.
Make the connection between healthcare and housing and why you're doing housing work here at a health center.
Mm-hmm. How can you be healthy without a home? They go hand in hand. And often when we put someone in housing, they are able to follow through with things that you just can't do when you're outside or not sure where you're going to stay or you're looking for a place to be. So it's really, you know, I don't know if any of us could be healthy if we didn't have some place to go lay our head at night. So it goes from the basic needs of sleeping, eating, you know, kitchen and plumbing to you know, I had surgery or I have chemotherapy and I need to go home and rest after. And we see all that here. We've had brain tumors. We have had open heart surgery. And people who go back to shelters and to motels, and that's not okay.
Those were staff members at Safe Harbor Health Center in Burlington. It's Vermont's only federally funded health center, and they were telling us about some of the needs of the population they serve.